coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
All right, let's get it started in here. How are you ladies this morning? Are you good? We've got Marsha again.
Hello.
Everybody's like, is she in here? I go, you know what?
It's my week. I'm here for the week.
I know. And I'm so excited you're here. It's been great. So thank you. Thank you. And we got Barry on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Good morning.
And I have my friend Christy from Parent Click. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Kim. Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
So what's going on in Parent Click land?
Well, so many amazing things. We've got, you know, especially with summer coming up, we're sponsoring many activities. You know, we were just at Family Festival in the Park last Saturday, and we have coming up Summer Fest, Salsa Dash, so many wonderful things, Day for Kids. So definitely.
You guys are always busy.
Right. And yeah. All of your listeners can stay up to date on our website, www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Lots of amazing things going on right now.
A lot of things you have are free. They don't cost much for families to do, which I remember having little kids and you're always looking for something to entertain them. And it's great when you can do something for free.
Absolutely. We have an entire category on our calendar that's just literally free activities. And there are so many free things that go on in Ventura County for families. So
you know what? There's so many in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I know that I'm on the radio and I hear of a lot of different things, but I think, I don't know, I'm blown away by how many things are going on here. There's always a networking, there's always a fundraiser, there's always a wine tasting. I'm telling you, it's so much fun being out here in Ventura County.
Well, you know, and it's interesting that you bring up fundraisers because our issue tomorrow, you know, every Thursday we send a weekly scene newsletter out to our subscribers. And tomorrow we're focused on nonprofit and volunteer opportunities, which is another really great thing to get your family involved, especially over the summer, is helping out some of our nonprofit and volunteer-based groups.
Absolutely. Yeah. It makes your kids compassionate. Mm-hmm.
It does. And not only that, you know, I always believe that when you are helping other people, you're really helping yourself.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You feel like, you know, last night one of our friends' dogs was out and we got the call. It's like the call, you know, and we live out in like coyote land.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was just turned dark, but it was a little dog and it's all a matter of time.
Did they find it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. But we had gotten away with the collar on and the leash, and it was stuck somewhere and so scared that it couldn't, you know, get out. And it was actually out in the fields, which was really scary. So, but you know what? I mean, that's what it's all about. It's, you know, community. Volunteer work and community work is priceless. It really is. So anyways, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And I want to let you know all the different ways that you can start with us and learn about us. One is my website, kimpaganoshow.com. And also you can talk with us on Facebook. That's where I have a lot of what's going on in here and what's going on in our community. So definitely like us there. Also, God, there's just so many ways. Twitter, iTunes. My shows are on iTunes now. Just all over. And I welcome Parent Click as one of my sponsors and one of my partnerships.
We're so proud to be partnered with you.
Thank you. So, you know, I think it's important. Well, one, I want to tell a little bit of who we're going to be talking to today. In fact, I hope we're going to talk to Joan Pagano. We've had her on our show many times. And her book is Total Body Workout. And she's, you know, 15 minutes, that's all it takes. Why do we put that off? 15 minutes. I mean, I don't know. I think we're not structuring our lives to honor our bodies, and I think that that's really important. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, this is really exciting. One, we're going to be talking to Christy, who's joining us here from Parent Click, and find out how everybody can get involved in Parent Click. And just, it's really a great website that you can find out, even just questions if you're a parent, right? Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
Talk to other parents and kind of know what's going on, and just every resource that you can find out there. We're also going to talk to Kathy Lipp, and her book is Get Yourself Organized. Could you imagine? Like, what would that like actually feel like?
I don't know, but my kids are going off to college, and I'll have one kid at home, and I'm like, all right, before you go, you're cleaning it out, because I'm not cleaning it out when you're, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm all ready for this.
There you go. I know. Well, you know what? She's going to give us the Get Yourself Organized Project, 21 Steps to Less Mess and Stress. I like it. I like it. Because you know what? I find, you know, it's funny. My younger son went to an ASB class in one of the teachers. And I know her personally. I do her hair. I'm telling you, her house, you know when you walk into somebody's house and it's just, and my house is really organized, but I still have clutter. I still have stuff. Four kids, you know, we have like that designated garage area that, oh gosh, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, she actually took her garage and made it part of her house. And I'm like, where's all the stuff? And she goes, what stuff? And I was like, what do you mean, what stuff?
Wow.
She didn't have any. So she's, oh, I got a little small storage. She only has one little boy.
Is she married?
And she's married. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it is, you know. I was amazed. I was like, okay, you are my mentor. I want to get down. And you know what? As your kids start to go off to college, like we were saying, or you're just starting, you know, we're going into summer now, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the times that we have to, like, really get some time out there and, you know.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is when my mother passed away and my father needed to be moved because he had had a stroke, I had to go through and clean all of their stuff out. And I would open drawers and think, what in the world did you keep this for? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just don't want to be a burden like that to my kids.
Yeah, I think that we have to remember, like, and now, you know, with all of our phones and pictures and everything, take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Christy, I bet you're a clean freak, aren't you? Are you a neat...
Well, yes and no. I would say probably like most people, I have, you know, there are certain things that are very, very organized, but then, you know, other areas of the house that it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I have to remind myself to go back and, you know, clean up and, you know, organize. So, but, you know, I think it's just, you know, everyday life happens. So,
right.
You know,
and
you
I have a friend who's very organized. She even takes pictures of documents
and
files
then, and
them
then
and then
them?
Gets rid of the document.
Really? That's a great idea. I mean, you know, my older daughter is pretty much like that. She's paperless.
Yeah, and I think the
and
next generation
clutter-less.
Is
yeah,
much
I
more
think so.
I'm not entirely paperless yet.
I'm afraid the computer is going to shut down or something, you know?
Well, so. I know this sounds terrible and old-fashioned, but I absorb things better when they're on paper.
You know
I
what?
Do not
there
absorb
is,
them
yeah,
as well on a computer.
There is actually something that says that once you write it down, you're committed to it, you know? And so just writing it in my phone, and I mean, it's kind of like a reminder, but it's not as solid as, you know, writing it down. So anyways, well, I am really excited to have Joan Pagano join us again. Joan, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Great. I'm so excited to have you back. We were talking about 15 minutes is all we need. And why do we put that off when, you know, we could look and feel our best with some of your book that we're going to be talking about, Total Body Workout, today?
Yeah, it's so true. It really doesn't take much if you're consistent. And the benefits of being consistent are really dramatic, both in terms of the way you appear and in terms of the health benefits. So the more options, the more you choose to move and the more ways that you find to move, the better it is for you. And doing those 15-minute total body workouts are great because May is National Osteoporosis Awareness Month. And the exercises in total body workout combine standing or weight-bearing resistance training with 1 minute of standing weight-bearing cardio. So this is a perfect formula for healthy bones, and burning calories, and shaping up, and feeling great in 15 minutes every other day.
So is this you in the book?
No, those are models that we use. But those are routines that I follow myself and that have been proven to be very successful.
What I like about the every
oh,
one
I
of their
you're sing
exercises.
A song, what I like about you.
Yeah,
what,
I'm not that musical.
Okay.
Every one of their exercises has very clear and concise pictures.
No,
to
she's
them.
Very. That's why I love your books. Joan.
And the model is very fit, but she is not unobtainably fit. I know that sounds funny.
No,
but you. You look at her and you think, oh, that's I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's
right. They're real women, you know. They are real women, and they did have some sort of a dance background, usually because we found that dancers are able to maintain the poses that you need for those still shots.
Right.
So they have excellent alignment, and when you look at those pictures, you see the exercises are being absolutely done in proper form and alignment, which is very important when you're talking about strength training.
Right.
So tell us, you know, for any of my listeners that have not heard you before and are just tuning in for the first time, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? We're talking with Joan Pagano.
Sure, I'd love to. I'm based in New York City. I'm the owner of Joan Pagano Fitness, a personal training company in Manhattan. I've been in business for 24 years. I have a lot of hands-on practical experience, especially training people in their apartments with minimal equipment, which is, I find, a very efficient and convenient way for everybody to get their workout in. I'm the former trainer to Jacqueline Kennedy and her daughter Caroline, and I'm the author of five exercise books, including 15-minute total body workout, 15-minute abs workout, and one of the best-selling books, Strength Training for Women, which was the first book and has sold more than 500,000 copies worldwide. It's been translated into many languages. So
and then this book also has a DVD along with it if you like visuals.
Yes,
right.
And so I love that about that.
The 15-minute abs and 15-minute total body workout books both have the 15-minute DVD, so you can just plug it in. Anytime you can find 15 minutes, you can get a great workout. Honestly, it's really, as I said, it's weight-bearing work, it's resistance training, it's cardio. You will shape up, you'll look great, and you'll have lots and lots of health benefits in terms of how your body functions.
Joan, as we roll into the summer, and I mean that roll in. What could be one way? You know, I've had 4 C-sections, and that seems to be my weakness is my stomach, and not that I ever really had.
And I haven't had any C-sections, and that's my weakness.
Okay,
so there you go.
Thank you for always making me feel so good. But what is something that you can work on when they've cut your muscles there?
That's tough. That's really tough, and women tend to have bellies, and as women age, the bellies become sort of more prominent. Weight shifts towards the middle section of the body, and that's a tough order, but we can improve the quality of the muscles by doing all different kinds of core training, not just your basic crunch. You need to be doing things like planks and dead bugs, and there's a lot of innovative exercises in the 15-minute abs workout. I have just a tiny little bit of swelling in my belly. It's genetic. My mother has a big belly at the age of 94. Her mother, my grandmother, also had a huge belly. I'm just watching this as it's coming on with age in my life. But when I was doing the 15-minute abs workouts choreography, my belly had never been flatter. I'm 66 years old now.
Wow.
Good job.
I was at the age when my belly was starting to protrude a little bit more than I liked. And the 15-minute abs workout targets the core from all different angles. You do all different kinds of exercises, and it really works if you do it.
You know, core training, core is kind of like that catchword that people about 10 years ago started realizing what it meant. But it makes such a huge difference in everything as far as your back health, your posture, how you're going to be able to put everything else together as you age.
Absolutely. It's really the musculature of the trunk, both the abdominals in the front and the spinal muscles and the muscles that connect to the pelvis. So it's a very important and large part of the body when you think about it.
Right.
And in the old days, we just did endless crunches. We just did ab exercises forever. But now, you're right, the buzzword is definitely core training, to train those muscles to work in harmony with the spinal muscles and to work them in stabilization. So, for instance, when you're doing a plank, you need to use your abdominals to isometrically to stabilize the position of the pelvis so that it stays in perfect alignment and you allow that little curve in the low back. So they're terrific exercises that have become more popular now, and we're using them more and more in the fitness industry, that really train the muscles to work harmoniously the way they work in life.
Yeah, and isometrics in general, we used to think we needed to just strong arm everything and use really heavy weights and you know, go that way. But now it seems to me that fitness is more about toning and getting yourself in, you know, as you said, harmony with the rest of your body, not just working on one spot.
And I think that it's stronger to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joan, is to get your heart rate up. I mean, I really think, you know, just kind of maintaining your exercise. Is that correct?
Right. Well, so we're talking about two of the aspects of a well-rounded workout. You're talking about cardio, keeping the heart rate elevated above resting level, very important for conditioning the heart and lungs and also for burning calories. And then your first comment was more about strength training and the difference between lifting heavy or doing isometrics. And that's also very important for calorie burning and weight control, because as you build lean body mass, you burn more calories just conducting, just living, just breathing, digesting food, circulating blood, all the time that you're alive, and even when you're conscious or sleeping, your body is more power hungry. It just burns more calories if you have more lean body mass. And then the third aspect of a well-rounded workout is stretching. So very important, cardio, strength training, and stretching. You can't ignore any one of those components and get a full benefit from your fitness training routine.
Joan, I'm looking at your book, and I want my listeners to know this. It's you. I love how you have this. You have frequently asked questions. And so I thought it would be kind of fun, because we've had you on, and I hope that everybody has one of your books already. But one of the questions, how can I lose as much weight as possible as fast as I can? Of course, that's everybody's dream right off the bat, right? They either all of a sudden, it's like we're out of time and, oh my God, I forgot that party's next week. How do I get into that dress? What's your thought on that?
Right. And so many people will then do something extreme, you know, stop eating.
Yeah, fasting or drink only liquids
or
whatever.
Something. But the idea is really to try to maintain a certain level of activity so that you don't get to that point, because crash diets don't work in the long run. And yes, you may be able to fit in that dress for that particular event, but afterwards you're going to fall back into your same old patterns. So unless you really modify your behavior in healthy ways over time, you're not going to have the benefit. If you're maintaining a certain modicum of fitness, it's easy to maintain. It's harder to get in shape.
Right.
It's much harder to get in shape than it is to maintain.
Well, so and just like when you do maintain fitness, your body craves fitness, where when you don't maintain fitness, your body craves food or other fuels. I mean,
so
fitness
true.
Is a fuel, too. And so, I've been on this yo-yo my entire life, and I'm a pretty fit person. I mean, I could lose weight, but I'm in good shape.
Right.
But it is so much easier not to start from the beginning if you...
You know, and we had a guest on the other day, and I loved what she said. She said that if we could think of our cars as like our bodies as cars, right? That when we are, you know, driving down the street and we see a gas station and we say, oh, do we need gas? Do we need to eat? Do we need to, you know what I mean? Ask those questions instead of just eat whatever, kind of like mindful.
That's a great analogy. Is that an analogy or metaphor? Whatever.
Analogy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Great example. Because when you think about what you're putting in your mouth, you want to remind yourself that it becomes your body.
Right.
Yeah. No, it made so much sense to me, because you wouldn't go and just get gas if you're full.
You wouldn't put corn syrup in your car.
No.
You'd want to put what your car needs.
Right. So you take so much better care sometimes of your car than your own bodies.
That's right.
Another one of the questions that you have in here are, am I too old, overweight, or out of shape to lift weights?
Right. So never any of the above. Too old, never. They've done strength training studies with the frail elderly in their 90s, where years ago we would have never given them weights, and we found that they could increase their strength by 175%. Wow. Even 90-year-olds who had chronic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, osteoporosis, they were able to walk unassisted, get rid of their canes and walkers.
Really?
They were able to improve their speed and walking ability. So never too old. Too out of shape is really, really a catch-22, because if you're too out of shape, when are you ever going to start exercising? It's like you need to start exercising in order to get into shape.
Yeah, and it's baby steps. Don't go out there and run a marathon if you're 200 pounds overweight and say and kill yourself and say, I'll never do it again. Start with one, you know, block, then 2 blocks, then 5 blocks, then a half a mile, and work your way up so you don't give up.
Right. Absolutely, and I love the word blocks because I know you meant blocks like,
life.
Street blocks, but it's also like building blocks
right.
of fitness.
Right, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Now, what about the rubber bands, you know? Is that as good as weights?
Yes, it's a different kind of resistance. The bands, the tubes, the toning balls, the medicine balls, they're all different kinds of resistance. They all have their place in a training program. And the trend in the fitness industry is really away from using the machines and more into using the free weights and all the other the tools that we just discussed.
Okay.
So it's more like a sport. It also requires you to stabilize properly throughout the body as you're performing the exercises. And most of them are done in a standing position as opposed to a seated position on a machine. And standing work is weight-bearing work, which is very, very good for the bones.
Huh. Pam, we have a caller on the line. Joan, we have a caller on the line. We have Pam on the line. Pam, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, you had a question?
I did. I wanted to see what the difference was between working on land with weights and working in the pool with, like, dumbbells. You get the same kind of resistance.
Oh, great question.
Right. It is a great question. Pool exercise is not really the best exercise to maximize the impact of the weights to the bones because there's a certain buoyancy in the water. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, so I would say land, if you're interested in bone density, land exercise is better. However, that being said, if you love aquatic exercise, and perhaps it's therapeutic in other ways for your joints, there is resistance when you use those tools in the water. As you're pulling the tools, the dumbbells or whatever, against the water, you're definitely applying resistance. So I would say optimally land is better, but given the choice, if that's what you love to do or that's what you need to do for other reasons, that the pool exercise also has benefits.
And I was going to say, if that's what turns you on, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, because some people, you know, don't worry about which is better, just do it.
Yeah, because anything's better than nothing.
Exactly.
Correct? Yeah. Pam,
exactly.
Thank you so much for calling.
You.
I hope that answered it. You know, and we're going to last, my last question to you is, actually it's a text, and I'm finding it hard to establish a regular exercise routine, and how can I start the habit?
That's so great. That's a great question. Somebody texted that in?
Yes.
Did you say? Okay, you start with the 4 exercises for life, which are in my book, Strength Training for Women. This is actually the foundation of my exercise method. There are 4 body weight exercises that you can do anytime, any place, no other equipment required. They are resistance training because you are lifting your body weight against gravity. They are classic exercises. They are very functional, and these are the 4 exercises. Number 1 is the squat for the lower body. Very important for being able to get up from a seated position, to get up from a couch without using your arms, for being able to climb stairs and walk, create stability in the upper part of the leg and the glutes and the buttocks. It also happens to be the best shaping exercise.
I was just going to say that it makes your butt look good.
For the butt. Yeah. Okay, so squats, most important of all. Second exercise, push-ups, works 3 muscle groups of the upper body, the chest, the shoulders, and the tricep in the back of the arm. Sometimes women are intimidated about a push-up, but there are many variations, starting with a wall push-up, where you stand parallel to a wall with your arms stretched out against it and lower your body weight towards the wall. Then you progress to a kitchen counter push-up, where your body's on a diagonal. So you're lifting more body weight. You've shifted more body weight to your upper body. And then you, if you want, you can go down to the floor and do half push-ups from the knees and progress to full push-ups. Push-ups are fantastic. Back extensions, where you do a very mild back bend in order to strengthen and lengthen the spine. Any exercise where you are bending backwards is great for training the muscles that run along the length of the spine and helping improve your posture. And then an exercise for the lower abs. Kim, I think we've done this on the show before.
Yes.
We can all do it together. It's where you take a belly breath in, exhale, pull the belly button towards the spine, and that in itself is an abdominal compression that trains that deep abdominal muscle that acts as a natural girdle when it's toned. It compresses the belly, flattens the belly, supports the low back, and narrows the waist.
And somebody told me if you just, like if you're watching TV and when the commercials come on, if you just pull your stomach in and hold it through the commercials.
Yeah, that's an isometric.
That's like 4 minutes of holding your stomach muscles
in. I'm going to start doing that on my show every morning.
Yes, or you do repetitions, 15 or 20 of them. And if you go to my website, joanpaganofitness.com, all of these exercises are pictured there. In fact, you can even put the cursor over the image of the exercise and see the anatomy underneath. There's a lot of free information. I don't sell anything on my website. You can really go and get a lot of good information about starting a program that you can manage at home, and then you can build on that program. So I thank that listener for that question, because I think that's a terrific question. I think a lot of people don't realize how easy it can be.
To incorporate it in your normal life, like squats. If you work at a desk, get up 5 times. Instead of getting up once, go up and down 5 times every time you get up. And
right.
By the end of the day, you'll have, you know, 50 of those.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Joan, thank you so much. I love when I have you on my show, and also because you're a Pagano. But
no. We feel akin to each other.
There you go. Exactly. And I can't wait. I'm going to be out in New York one of these days, and I'm going to meet you out there. So.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back.
Great. Good. Me too.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
You have a great day. For anybody that was just joining us, we were talking to Joan Pagano. Her book is 15 Minutes Total Body Workout. It's a great book. It's my favorite color, hot pink. And you know what? But you get real results anytime, anywhere. That's the whole thing. I mean, you can do her exercises not in the gym. So
right.
Anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. We've been talking for a long time. And stay with us. We're going to talk to Christy about Parent Click. And then we've got some fun things. You know, get yourself organized. We're going to talk about that. You know, that's my lifelong dream. Okay. So anyways, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Are on the road must have a code that you can live by.
I love this song.
Is this Simon and Garfunkel?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Nope.
Crosby, oh, it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I was thinking there was way too many voices for that.
Yeah. Yes. What?
I had no idea who it was.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't ask you.
She's enjoying it.
I know, yeah. You know. But you know what? It. I love the words, and it's important to, you know, kind of live your life, and that's what that was.
Have you had that conversation with your kids that there was something that was really, I can't think of something right off the hand, it really impacted a generation of people, our generation, and they don't even know who it is. It's like, okay.
Well, you know what's interesting? My youngest son is really into music, and he's always going, Mom, you got to listen to this. And it sounds a little different, but then when I start to, it's our old artists, and he loves them. And
well,
I'm
and
like
so
thinking
kids,
that
but
he's like an old soul, or they're starting to come back.
And then there's certain things that just put you back in that.
Oh
age
my gosh!
That you go back to
there
like,
is
like I know this is kind of offbeat, but when I hear a Kink song, that just puts me right back in college.
Isn't that
I'm
weird?
Just right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Phil Collins, or so, you know,
yeah. Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac is
all
high
those,
my
yeah
high school.
Yeah,
but,
is that,
yeah,
yeah. So, anyways, Christy's going, what are you ladies talking about?
No, actually, I remember Phil Collins. I mean, my parents listened to Phil Collins a lot.
Oh, her and, parents. And so, did you get that?
Yes, no, I got it.
So, but it's interesting.
Well, I could have had a kid her age
me,
if I was 10.
It takes me
10
back there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know what? When I hear Frank Sinatra, that takes me back to my mom's
yes,
age, you
exactly
know?
Exactly.
Because that's right her era, you know? So, anyways, but it is fun. I love music. It really does signify a time in your life.
And frankly, our music was better than their music, so there you go.
I think so. You can't understand your music.
No, well, it's not even her music. It's the next
it's
generation.
It's actually,
of,
yeah, the yeah next generation.
It's interesting. I really enjoy listening to the songs that we listened to when I was growing up. And then, of course, I kind of had my favorites and went through the whole, you know, teen phase, the teeny bopper phase. But it's interesting now that my kids are 6 and 9 and hearing what they like and what they listen to. Oh, my gosh, I'm on the opposite side again now. And
we
I'm
always
thinking,
are
well,
going to be,
what,
I think.
What kind of music this that I don't appreciate now is that music that is all electronic.
Oh,
and has
wow
no real voices in it that haven't been altered, mm-hmm, or no real, you know, I appreciate it, but I don't like it.
Okay, well, so if we're going to talk about music that we like and not like, there's so many positive things to say and talk about, mm-hmm, that there's so many negative songs out there, mm-hmm, you
yeah
know, I just shoot your brother or just shoot your, you know, I mean, there, it's like, seriously, can you think of something? Mm-hmm. It's like there's troubled people.
Although
out there.
Although I had to laugh. I saw Martha Stewart on something the other day, and she was talking about how she loves rap. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And she said, it just gets your blood pumping. And she always played rap on her show in between, you know, just for the audience, to keep her audience alive and
but there
working
is a positive rap, and then
yeah
there's a negative
yes
rap,
of course,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just think it's there's some really destructive music. I don't know
yeah
how we got on that topic. But
anyways,
you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I want to send a message out to all my listeners. I want to know who you are out there so that I have a lot of different things that are coming up, and I want to make sure that you are a part of it. So if you can send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, and that's P-A-G-A-N-O, kimpaganoshow.com, give me your emails or a number or something that I can get in touch with you so that I can know who you are out there so I can get you involved in what
or
I've got
like
going on.
Or like her on Facebook, because you don't want to be one of those people that Monday morning you think, oh, if I would have known about that, I would have done that last weekend.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, I just would love to make sure that I have all of my listeners' numbers. So, Christy, so tell us what's going on in parent land. Parent
well,
click land.
You know, things are so busy, as I mentioned before. And, you know, for anybody who's not already familiar with our website, we're an online resource for families in Ventura County. And we really provide a sort of a comprehensive service for our families. We have a directory on our website with over 1,800 family-friendly organizations in Ventura County. And then we also have our event calendar, which updates every day. We cover events, again, all over the county. We have a chatter and editorial feature, and with our chatter, you know, we really have everything from, you know, articles and tips from, you know, fellow moms and dads out there and teachers to, you know, local pediatricians and pediatric dentists. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, every Thursday we send out a different weekly theme newsletter, and tomorrow's theme is nonprofits and volunteer opportunities. But we cover everything from baby teeth to braces to literacy awareness.
I was going to ask you, is this more, do you think it's more for younger, like, beginning parents or...
You know what? I was just thinking, what a great reference for grandparents.
Absolutely.
Because a grandparent is always looking for something to do with their grandchild.
You know what? We come across a lot, too, because we sponsor so many events in Ventura County. And I meet a lot of, you know, grandparents. Even, you know, I meet a lot of people who don't have kids at all. But you know what? They're visiting. They've got nieces and nephews. And one of the really great things, too, about our network is that we're actually in over 240 cities.
That's amazing.
So,
Christy, what is the most recent thing that's going to be coming up we got Strawberry Festival, and I've got tickets to give away right now. I would love to give away a 4-pack to anybody that calls in. Let's get a new listener, somebody that's just starting to listen to the Kim Pagano Show. Give us a call right now at 805-639-0008.
And it is Wednesday, so you're starting to think about the weekend.
Yeah, we've got to have our plans in order.
Of course, we have the Strawberry Festival. We also have the Fillmore May Festival.
Oh, there
Absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. That starts tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it goes through the weekend. But, yeah, there are so many things going on. I know one of our next big events is actually in a couple of weeks, but I mentioned Summerfest. We're a sponsor of Summerfest, which is June 2nd.
And what is Summerfest?
Well, that's put on by Ventura Unified and the Ventura Education Partnership. And I have some information
Please.
Here for you. But, yeah, actually, it's... it's really a family event that supports physical education programs, and there's going to be so many different
activities.
Oh, how
fun. They have a climbing wall.
Yes.
You go right to that.
I love climbing walls.
I do, too.
And that, like I said, is in a couple of weeks, but something to mark your calendars now for. We're proud to be a sponsor of that event. But like I said, on our website, which is www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com, we have on our event calendar, it updates every single day. So we already have everything mapped out for you for this weekend and many weekends to come. We also cover the daily activities, the story times at the library, you know, different classes and programs being offered, you know, with summer coming. We've got, you know, all of the summer camps, classes, programs. And then we even have you brought up about age. I mean, really, we cater to, you know, anyone, you know, caring for children newborn to 18. One of the really great things that we feature, again, with the volunteer opportunities is things for teens, you know, and a lot of them have to get their community service.
Oh, that's right a good now. Idea. Yeah, that's what we're looking for right here. Mm-hmm. So definitely.
You know what? I'm reading this thing on the Summerfest. There's a 5K walk, but what I love about this, there's also a Jerry Turtle mile for kids. So if your kid can't walk 5K, they could do a third of the walk and still feel like they participated. I love that.
I love Absolutely. It. And you know what? It's a great way to just get them started.
Right. Yeah.
Because there is something inspirational about when you start walking, you kind of want to do it again.
You know,
and again.
I did walk in the breast cancer walk this last weekend. It was a 5K, and I was amazed by how many people had children.
Really?
Yeah, oh, there was. Well, there's. Yeah. I would have thought it was all women. It wasn't. It was families, children, whatever.
Right. Well, you know what? Also, if you are on my website too, so you can definitely. If anybody's on KimPaganoShow.com, you can actually get there to the parent click right there because they are one of our partners.
And you're on our site as well.
That's right. So we got to keep each other totally going and what's going on in our cute little valley here, Ventura. So thank you so much for being a part of it. We'll give out your website again. We do have our next guest, Kathy Lipp, and I'm really excited to talk to you. Her book is The Get Yourself Organized Project, and that is a project in itself. So 21 Steps to Less Mess and Stress. I love it. Are you there, Kathy?
I am, Kim.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm an author, a speaker, but most importantly, a mom and a stepmom and a wife who's just trying to keep it all together.
Okay, I love it. I know that keeping it all together. It's like throw it up. Okay, let's see. So how did you get started doing this?
Well, I wrote the book because I was the one who needed the book and couldn't find something like it. Not that there's any shortage of organizational books out there, but they were all written by people who were, you know, born alphabetizing their nursery school toys. And that just wasn't me. I would say I'm very loose when it comes to organization, but I had a problem just getting out the door in the morning. I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't, you know, get my kids together. And so this book, once I found some of the solutions that really helped me, I thought maybe there are one or two other women who could use it, and come to find out, most of us aren't like Martha Stewart. Who knew?
So, yeah.
I know.
Well, she only sleeps 2 hours a night, if that makes you feel better.
You know what? It does, because it explains the crankiness.
Yeah.
I love it. That's cute. That's very cute. Oh, okay. I'm looking at your picture here. You've got 4 children, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so do I. And
two
girls, 2 boys?
2 girls, 2 boys.
Okay, me too. Okay, so that is a party in itself.
So where do you get started is where
I want to know. Yeah, that's what we want to know.
Well, I think the most important thing is to really just embrace the family you have.
Mm-hmm.
And realize some of them are going to be more organized than others, but we have to remember that there are often children in our family, and they don't do anything by nature. We have to give them the structure and the ideas of what to do. But also, most women are trying to organize for a family they don't even have. You know, the ones who put their shoes away when they come in the house. And so I try to think of things like, okay, if I put a basket by the front door, my kids are about 95% more likely to put them in the basket than if I put that basket in the living room.
You're talking about shoes?
Yes, shoes. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
That's okay.
What were my kids kicking off? You know?
Yeah.
But yes, their shoes, their backpacks, all that kind of stuff.
I can tell you this is one of my pet peeves in life. My kids just drop everything on the way in the door. It drives me nuts. And,
I remember my mom telling me, you know, Kathy, I would like to be surprised when I come home and have to file the trail of you when I come in the door. So I totally get that.
Don't you think it's kind of like an animal marking its place?
You know, we have a therapist that comes on our show, and she calls them love trails. That's the positive way of looking at it. I kind of still didn't really get it. But
is she a mom?
No, she's not, actually. That is, she's not, you know, but you're right. So, anyway.
I mean, it's amazing because, you know, kids, I have one son who's brilliant, but he is the absent-minded professor. I swear to God, he's like that child on what's that cartoon where they've got the puff of smoke behind them all the time, or the dust everywhere. He's very neat within himself.
Oh, he's pigpen.
Yes, but his body is very neat, but everything around him is like the wake of destruction.
Well, you know, and the reason for that is because he is such an absent-minded professor, he needs to have everything in sight, because if he puts something away,
forget
it. Afraid he'll never see it again.
Yeah, and how do you deal with that?
Well, I think that one of the things is when you know that X, Y, or Z goes in this cabinet, and I promise you, until you move out, it will be in that cabinet. And you don't. I think sometimes our kids are afraid because we change the rules on them so much.
Yeah.
And so if we say no, the cups always go in this cabinet. You'll always be able to find a clean cup. It's going to be okay. Then they don't have to hoard cups in their room.
Don't you think that some people need to organize their own space? Because my husband, for some God knows what reason, I cook 90%, 99% of the stuff in the house, and he decided to organize my spices. Now, I'm telling you, I think this
that's
is
weird,
He was standing in the kitchen.
I know your husband. That's kind of weird.
It was weird. He was standing in the kitchen and looking for something. He decided it wasn't where he wanted it to be. So he reorganized. I can't find anything.
Is he inspired to cook more now?
No. No. So I cuss him out every time.
You know what's funny?
I
have to tell you, okay, so we have our office, right? And my desk, I know where everything is, but my husband's desk looks worse than mine. And I, instead of, like, working on mine, I'll go work on his.
Yeah,
so
what
I get
is that about?
I think it's like, I know where his.
It's easier to organize somebody else's stuff?
I don't know. So, Kathy, where do we start?
Well, okay, so first of all, leave other people's stuff alone. I'm dragging a finger over here at you. I think that, yeah, it is so much easier to go in and clean up somebody else's mess, because the difference is
you don't have to go in and use that space.
And also,
you're not attached to it. Yes.
It's like it's easier to throw out somebody else's stuff. Like, what do you need this for? Right. But it's hard to do your own.
6 years, but try to throw away the bag that I won from Oprah Magazine.
Yeah.
Never used.
Exactly.
You're going to have a knife fight on your hand.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that when we pick up stuff, the first thing, I think one of the most important rules is never lay a piece of paper down on a flat surface. If you can get that into your head, your life is going to be so much easier, because flat surfaces with paper, they have parties. They throw parties and they invite all the people over.
You know what? This is so true.
Yeah,
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be difficult for me.
Christy's looking. That must be Christy. You just nailed Christy's problem.
I try. I'll clean everything off, and it'll, maybe for a couple of days it'll stay that way, but then I'll get something, and it's just, I just have to put it down, and then...
And then it gets
thing
a party,
you know,
right?
A stack.
Yeah.
It's probably the just for now syndrome. I'm going to put this here just for now, and then I'll take care of it. And just for now is the death of an organized person, because I'll put my keys here just for now.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
great.
The next morning you'll never be able to find them. I'll put my shoes here just for now. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important to say, you know what, if I put this away now, this 5 seconds, if I put my debit card back in my wallet where it's supposed to go, if I put my keys on that hook, I'm going to save myself hours from having to call the bank and have them reissue a card.
Kathy, I'm sure all of you have been with your husbands or friends or parents, right? I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got Christy here from Parent Click. We've got Marcia. We've got Barry on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have a question, you want to know where to put something in your home, we're talking to Kathy Lipp right now. And her book is The Get Yourself Organized Project. And so to me is... where you put your keys, like you're saying, every single time in the same place, or you take a credit card out and you put it back. It's hard to say you're going to do that, but if you do it, you always know where it's going to be.
Absolutely. And you don't have to spend time guessing and searching and paying your kids to find mommy's keys and things like that.
And sometimes you have to start with one place at a time. I organized my pantry a year ago. And it is known in my family, you do not disorganize the pantry. It's like the food go in one place, the dishes go in another place, and do not mix them. And so,
absolutely.
And everybody has kept it clean. I'm surprised.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and start small with small victories.
So,
on my website, we have a thing to clean out your purse. It may seem like a little thing.
No, that's my biggest thing. I'm telling you that when I have a clean purse, my life is organized. It's weird. It's like I feel like Mary Poppins. It starts collecting all these things from all over the place. So, I didn't get your book yet, and I'm really excited to get it. But tell us, what are the, if we have not a lot of time left, but I'm really excited. We'll have to have you back. I know that already.
I would love that.
21 steps. Okay. Give us some of your steps.
Well, what we've done is we've broken it down into areas of your life. So we're asking you to spend a little time in your living room, a little time in your kitchen. Spend one of the steps is just cleaning out your purse, because really it shouldn't take more than about 10 minutes. And you can do that in your van. You can do that while watching TV. It's super, super simple.
Okay, so let's just talk about that little purse that, most of us women carry. Okay,
they're little, like everybody's carrying their trunk.
That's my point. What do you really need in a purse?
Well, I think it's really important. I have three little bags in there, and one of those, including my wallet and my keys. And so, what I do is in one of those bags, I keep change, because I'm constantly having to pull that out for parking meters, that kind of stuff. I have an emergency kit and I have a makeup kit, and those are the things that I need.
What's in your emergency kit?
My emergency kit has $20 that is wrapped up in an envelope, wrapped up with duct tape. So I have to really be.
I carry a $100. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
She gets hit.
I do carry money that I never touch in my purse. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, and because you know, I need it there just in case, because I have actually been at a toll bridge where I've had to bust that open because I didn't know that there was a toll there.
Isn't that funny? I also have hidden money in my kids' cars. They're over 16 now. That they don't know where it is, and unless they call because of an emergency, I don't tell them where it is because they have run out of gas, run out of money, whatever, and they'll call me and say, "Mom, where's the $20?"
Yep.
Oh, they already know about it.
They know there's money in the car, but they don't know where it is.
My kid already
an envelope.
Stripped the car.
No.
Yep. Oh,
and, you know, the other thing is, you know, we all like a big purse, but we have to make sure. You know, one time I told my husband, I wish purses had wheels because mine gets so heavy. And he said, that's a suitcase and you have issues.
And you know what? That is.
You know, I hurt my neck a few years ago and I was unable to carry anything more than 3 pounds.
Oh,
and so I had to have a little side thing and for a year. And I realized now.
A little side motorcycle
No. I just had a little side purse. I mean, like a little satchel. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it. There's only five
like
by
a clutch.
Three. Little clutch, and that's all I carried, and I realized I don't need all this other stuff, even though now I carry a bigger purse, and I shouldn't.
I know, it kind of inches up on you, you know? It's kind of like those papers. It's kind of like the clutter in your home.
Yeah.
So, well, okay, so what would be number two?
Okay, another idea is to wait for the path to appear. Like we talked about those shoes at the front door. Your family is already creating paths in your house where they want to do things.
Ant trails.
And so make sure that you organize around those areas. It makes it so much easier to see your people in their natural habitat and then just create systems around that.
Mm.
Another thing is the 3 boxes and 2 bags. This has been a huge help to me. Whenever you're going to go clean out an area, what you want to do is you want to have 3 boxes or laundry hampers or whatever, and you have one for other rooms, one for put back, and one for giveaway. And so you can quick clean any room by saying, okay, does this stay in this room? That goes in the put back box. Does it go into another room? Put it in the other room's box. Or is this something I want to give away? And then you have the 2 bags or trash and recycling. You can quick clean any room in about 15 minutes, unless it's a real, you know, unless you need hoarders to show up at your house. But otherwise, you can get any room quick cleaned in about 15 minutes using those 3 boxes.
I like that
That's
idea.
That's a good idea. You could also put your kids' names on it and throw their stuff in their box and then tell them they have to clean it in 15 minutes or it's going in the trash.
Yes, we have done that before. We've had the kid moving out system because we have college-age kids. And so we give them a couple of deadlines, and then finally we give them one solid deadline. Whatever you don't want, we don't want, is going to Freecycle or Goodwill or the garbage. And you cannot imagine how many times our kids have shown up at 11:55 one night to pick up their stuff before their midnight deadline.
So, well, you know, I've told my kids, I have twins that are going to college this year, and I've told them, I'm warning you now, that whatever you take with you to college, it's great, and everything else will either be in the throwaway, the giveaway, this is, you know, a little space that you can keep, because I'm not, you know.
Why, you're getting rid of all of it?
I'm not tripping over their stuff for the next 10 years. The funny thing is, my mom, I went away for college, but during the summer before that, I counseled at a camp. I came home. My room was then a library.
I remember. You know,
and it bothered me. I will keep their room, but I don't want their junk.
There's so many people that do clean. I mean, is that right? Do you guys think that that's right? After you go to college,
I don't
done?
Want a shrine.
No, I know.
You know? And I think it's a good
important
idea to get it.
You know, there are some things that while they're at college, we'll keep for them. But I am not paying, you know, because you have to think about your house. That you are paying for every square inch of that house.
You know, and that is really how people need to look at your garages. Okay, because in Europe, they don't have garages.
No.
And we have dear space that, you know, our cars.
They also don't have trash. I hate to tell you that.
I know. So, anyways, I just am all over trying to get.
They don't wrap things
rid
with
of our
three
mess.
Layers of plastic and, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the same thing, concept, not just for our kids, but for, like, our countertops. Has everything on your countertop earned the right to be there? Do you use it on a regular enough basis for it to take up? That's the most valuable real estate in your house, except for perhaps your bathroom counter.
Okay,
and when the countertop is clean, I feel so good about it.
I know, yeah. But you know what? That's a whole other thing. I'm a hair therapist, and so products and perfume and that kind of stuff. Oh God. Okay, we're gonna have to have you back.
Yeah, but the stuff you actually use is one thing. But the
it's
stuff
a lot.
You don't
I trade
use.
Off a lot. Okay,
me too.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody has their thing.
I know, and I got the shoe and the clothes thing. There's a lot of things that I could get rid of. So I'm excited. You know what? I want you to. Did you send out books to me already?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay, so they just didn't get here. I'm excited. When I get your book, I'm going to have you back because
okay,
I think
great.
That this is a really fun topic and you've made it really fun. Just adding, you know, value in
and I
every
think
way.
There is hardly a person alive that couldn't become more organized.
Absolutely. Where do we find your book?
You can find it any retailer, cbd.com, and at my website, kathylip.com.
And are you on Facebook?
I am.
Could you become a fan of mine on Kim Pagano's show and leave us a tip so I can share you?
I will do that right now.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We are actually at the end of our show, and it has gone by so fast. Christy, give out Parent Click website again.
So our website again is www.ventura-ca.parentclick.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Marcia, thank you so much.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I know. In fact, Christy even asked, is Marcia your new co-host? I said, you know what? Everybody's on vacation.
Yeah.
It's everybody. But I love it because, you know what? It's about just sharing great time and great talk. And I am so excited to have you here,
it's nice
join
to hear
us.
Familiar voices, too.
Listeners, I appreciate that. Again, I want to hear from all my listeners. Send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Give me your address, your email, your phone number, whatever you want to, so I can know who you are and be in touch with you. Also, you can also, if you don't have an email, call me at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 so that I can know who you are so I can keep you in touch with what's going on in my show. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is the one mistake you never want to make is to never learn from your mistakes. And, it's really interesting. I think that I kind of wrote a little thing on Facebook, but take note of the things in our life or for that fact, your family's or friend's life that don't go in our favor. These are life lessons. Keep a personal note so we don't have to keep repeating them. If you haven't noticed, that is God's way of saying you didn't learn it yet. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.